You can start. Looks like Jody's in. Jody, can you hear us?
She's muted. Can you unmute her?
I just need to know she can hear because she's going to have to vote.
So. Jody,
if you can unmute and let us know you can hear us so we can move forward.
And it doesn't work if you push ask to unmute?
I think it just sends them a message. It says. So I can't take control of her computer.
I know, but I mean, if I don't send her that, will it?
I think, I don't know.
Jody, if you can, is she still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's Jody, on the screen.
If you can hear me, if you want to log out and then log back in, let's see if that works. I can hear you, but I can't figure out how to unmute. Oh, good. Jody, hello. I'm so excited. I love text message. Okay. So let's do, go to, are you on your phone or a computer? If you're on your phone, scroll all the way down to the bottom. You have to scroll like the little, you should see a mute button, a stop video participants. Then you got to kind of touch the screen and then there's a mute. Oh, look, I can see you guys now. Well, that's what I wanted. They don't want to see me.
Is that Jody or Kelly?
This is Kelly.
And then Kelly's on here. Jody.
Yeah, Kelly. Yeah, Kelly can hear us. Oh, she's coming in again.
I feel like logging off and logging. Yes, Jody.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Cool. Okay.
She is doing it.
Yep, she's good. Can you hear us, Jody?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay.
All right.
Thank God.
Okay.
Okay, so I have the recorder starting. So we captured all that. So good job. All right.
So let's go ahead and start the board meeting on Tuesday, October 18th at 6:08 p.m.
All right, so we just have one thing that needs to be done. We have three teachers that need to be on what's called an LEA, so local education authority, so the LEA specific license, okay? So it's Stephanie Richardson, Sheila Manzanares, and Deanna Mitchell. So the reason is Stephanie Richardson has already got her bachelor's degree, and she is taking her praxis again. She's failed it twice. So she's taking it again. She already has an appointment. If she passes, she won't be on an LEA specific license. She'll be fully licensed. But as of today, she hasn't passed. Sheila Manzanares is going to have to go on an appeal. She has a bachelor's degree, but she has not passed her praxis either. So she'll be on, because we can't get her on an appeal until she passes her praxis, then she will be on an LEA specific license also. And then Dina Mitchell is still in college. She's our art teacher. And she, I believe, has 1 year left. So she's in the middle of school. And so that's why the three of them will be on a specific license, which is called an LEA specific license, which a school can grant those only if their board approves them. So Stephanie teaches fourth grade, right? And Sheila teaches
fourth.
And Deanna teaches art down in the high school. So those are our three teachers that need to be on an LEA specific license.
Okay, so can I just get someone to motion to approve the LEA special license?
I will make a motion to approve the LEA licensing.
And I will second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. There are no nays, so we will move forward and approve the LEA special license.
Okay, that's all we had. Other than, if I don't know if you want to deal with the letter or the email. I don't know who else got it besides you.
I think everybody did. Everybody. Kelly and Jody, you guys got the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any questions on the letter that you would like to ask while we're here?
I don't have any.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
All right, okay. So...
And you guys did meet with the dad today.
Yeah, so what we did today is we had the attorney come. I talked to... to Mary about this last week, that I didn't want to have the meeting because I called Carbon School District and they had had a ton of problems with this dad last year. So they basically said never to meet alone with them, to always make sure that every meeting's recorded, that you never meet alone with them. So we had the attorney come. It actually went well. I think what happened is that the parents came to the school hoping that things were going to be different and then thought that it was the same and that they weren't going to get their needs met for their child. And so today we talked a lot about, he has anxiety, so we talked a lot about making sure he had accommodations. So we wrote behavior goals and then wrote a whole bunch of accommodations. So I don't know, I feel like everything got resolved, but you know, I'm an idiot. I did not practice medicine without a license. What the dad is referring to is he said in the meeting today that I told the family that the child didn't have autism, which is not, I didn't say anything like that. So Melissa was next to me when that all happened. She brought it up in the meeting. That's not what happened. So the dad then kind of got a little bit mad saying, are you accusing my wife of lying? And I'm not accusing her of anything, but that's not what happened. And what Carbon School District told us is this is what always happens with this family, is they say we said stuff that we didn't say. So from here on out, we'll make sure we tape everything so that we won't have any issues. The behavior plan today has a lot of provisions in there for his anxiety, which this was not a result of anxiety. This was a result of saying no and refusing to come to the principal's office and refusing to do what the teacher asked him 6 times. So everything that he got suspended for had nothing to do with his IEP. He only had an academic-based one. So anyway, there was a parent advocate on from the Utah Parent Center, which did a great job. So I don't know. I feel like it's been resolved, but I mean...
Were they happy with the accommodations for his anxiety? They seemed Jerry, like they were good and it satisfied what they were wanting.
Jerry, do you want to talk about that?
I think so. They gave a lot of input and we took that input they gave us into consideration and kind of made those accommodations for him. So I think they were happy with that. They seemed a lot more calm and a lot more satisfied when they left than when they came in. So I do think that it will be... I think it will be good. So we'll see how things go. But they seemed okay with everything. Yeah. I took lots of notes, so they're in there and things like that.
We asked them what works with them, and I don't think anyone's ever asked them. That kind of the impression. They were kind of shocked. But one of the things that works is he has this little business on the side where he sells things that he buys at the DI after he cleans them up and fixes them or whatever. So as part of his PBIS points, we're going to make it so that he earns them for every assignment he turns in. And then he can just turn them in the PBIS store and get money. So then he can go to the DI and buy stuff. So I'm not opposed to that kind of intervention if it'll work. I think they were shocked that we said yes. But it's like, that's cheaper than putting a one-on-one aid with him. So if I can solve the problem by having him earn and it's all positive, why would we go a negative route? So I think it ended well. Tomorrow they're meeting with the son and the mom and the dad with Carrie, so we'll see how that goes. Do I think it's 100% solved? No, but I don't think they walked out of there thinking, well, at least he didn't. I'd never met the husband. I don't think he thinks I'm the enemy. I don't know about the wife, but you know, but I don't know what your letter says, but he pretty much told us what it said. And I did not practice medicine without a license. I would never tell somebody their kid's not autistic. I mean, I don't know if he is. And Melissa backed me up, so.
So we did.
I was practicing medicine. No, I wasn't.
We do have a lawyer that is, that we've retained for this. Is that correct?
Correct. And she was here with us.
So any future communication, if he has with any of the board members, with the letter sent out to the board members, should that be redirected to the lawyer? What are you wanting out of us if there's future communication? Since we have retained a lawyer, I just want to make sure that we are keeping up with what the lawyer would like us to do if there is any going forward?
I think that's a great question. And if tomorrow's meeting, which will be taped, does not go well and we have more issues, then I think definitely even the board doesn't have communications without going through an attorney. I think it did come out today because he was appalled, as he said, that we had retained an attorney. He said, in all my years, I've never had to have that. And I said, well, this is what Carbon School District said to do because of all the issues they had. And that kind of upsetting, but it's the truth. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that tomorrow after they meet with Carrie and they do their thing, I hopefully it's all resolved. I don't think it's 100% will be resolved, but I think if it give us 5 minutes, we could win him over. But I don't know. We'll try.
So what I would like to do is just not have any communication at this point until after the meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to send a reply to the email. I don't want to say anything because I just don't want to. I don't want anything to get in way of the meeting. After the meeting, Roberta, if you want to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Or if Kelly or Jody, if you guys have any questions or if you feel like, you know, I just want to make sure we're doing what we need to do. We don't put ourselves in a legal situation, or we don't overstep bounds that we've already obviously put in place.
Well,
so that's what I wanted. So I'm not going to say anything tonight.
Okay.
And let's see how tomorrow goes.
I will also reach out to the attorney and ask her what she wants done. Because she may want to respond. Maybe she'll say, yes, they had their meeting. They've talked to Roberta. You know, hopefully things are, you feel better. You know, he was demanding that I didn't come to the meetings. I don't know if he demanded that in there, but that's, the attorney said he can't say who can come to meetings. That's not okay. Plus the district said, perfect, don't let him do that. Cause he tried to kick Seth out of all the meetings over there. I mean, he just doesn't get to do that. But again, after meeting with him today, I've never met him before. I honestly felt like he was legitimately frustrated, and he had come to our school hoping things were going to be different, and then just felt like they were the same. So I think he came with a whole bag of trouble, not really stopping to think that we don't know anything about his child. So I think he walked in the door thinking that we would already know X, Y, and Z when we were still back at 1, 2, 3. Like, we didn't have all the answers. So today, I felt like it went well, but, you know, I'm Pollyanna two shoes too, so.
So, Jody and Kelly, I just want to make sure you guys are good. Let's see how the meeting goes tomorrow. Let's get the advice from the lawyer. We can move forward after that if she wants us to, if she has some kind of draft that, you know, what we should say or not say in response, or if we should respond, let's wait for her, and then we can move forward according to that.
That works for me.
Okay, perfect.
Well, and Kelly and Jody, I mean, do you feel like there was reason? I mean, you guys know me in that other arena very well. So do you feel like there were reasons to be concerned after what you read?
After I read it, I was in disbelief because I know that's not how it works there. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do have concerns, let me know. Because, I mean, first off, when you have anxiety, we need to address that and make sure we take care of it. And we would never not do that. So, and you guys know that. I mean, I was like, well, that's the one thing I can tell you we would address and do a really good job with it. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Carrie was really good in the meeting, as was Jerry. Jerry, you were freaking awesome. I was over there really impressed by your autism knowledge. I was like,
hey, listen, I learned a lot this last year.
Yeah, you have. But I literally sat there in awe going, well, and I think the attorney was in awe, and obviously the parent advocate was because she didn't interrupt you. So I was like, awesome. All right, well, that's all we have.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to go ahead, if you guys are good, is close the board meeting at 6:20 p.m. And then we'll meet in the future, guys.
Okay,
so I can't see my calendar, so I don't know when.
Well, the November 15th meeting is, we're going to meet at 5:30.